Blog Talk Radio.
Praise Him, and we will continue to mute your line. Remember to press star 6 and the number 1. For those of you who are joining us, for those of you who may have a little problems with your connection, you will hear either music on the line or you will hear the announcer says this line is now muted. If so, it signifies there is some problem with the connections that need to be corrected, and all you have to do is dial out and redial back in to the program, and you'll be able to connect without any problems. Again, we do welcome all of our friends from all over the world. For those of you that are joining us, remember the 2 minutes maximum block that is for everyone who joins us. You have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. Remember, we thank God for each and every one of you, and thanks for joining us. We appreciate the mass audience, more than 100 million listeners, and can you imagine more than 195 countries? And again, to God be the glory. We want to thank all of you for joining us. Remember, do not use your speakerphone mode while participating. Please be sure you're not open to phone lines close by each other. That is your cell phone, computer phone, Skype, Magic Text, etc. And certainly be sure you do not leave your loved ones by the phone holding private conversations. And also be sure that you do not hold any private conversations while we are live, because it will be broadcast all over the world. And again, we want to thank all of you for joining the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. And now, the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new mandate, where there's a spiritual shift all over the world, brand new spiritual awakening, and people are simply coming together from all areas of the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. And it is true that there is a spiritual shift going on among the nation, and they've stopped just bombarding God with just requests. And now people are just thanking Him for all He's done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We give God at least 1,000 thank yous a day, and many more. Some have given up to 11,000 thank yous in one day, praising God for what He's done and how He's blessed. You got to start realizing, if you haven't yet, start realizing how good the Lord has been to you. Amen. God bless all of you coming from the block line, from the prayer line, and we're coming together. Amen. That's the theme of the Lord in this last day and time. Come together, children. All of my children, come together. I don't want you separated, for divided you fall, but you will stand together and will not have a fall, because you're standing together. Amen. God bless everybody on this prayer line. We pray together. We praise Him together. We sing together. We just rejoice together. And what a wonderful thing it is to come together. God bless you. This is a great day. We love the Lord. I want to want some of our ambassadors, if they would step up and pray, just trying to do something, trying to grow people. Amen. Ambassador Hendricks, Pauline Hendricks, are you there this morning? If you
yes,
are,
sir.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. I want to ask you, pray for this prayer line this morning. Pray for all the ambassadors-elect, all of the persons on the prayer line, for Dr. Betty, and remember me, if you would, too. Just pray for the prayer line. Amen. I believe God hears your prayers and will answer prayers. The line is open to you.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. This is Ambassador Henry, 912 area. Amen. We give honor to the Lord. Jesus, thank God this morning for being here. And I just ask the Lord, hallelujah, to I want to pray. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. As we come into your throne room on this morning, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory. Thank you for watching over us last night as we slept. Thank you for early rising this morning. Thank you, Lord, for using the activity of our limbs. Thank you, Lord, oh, God, for being so good, for a good night's rest. Glory to God, we give you all the praises. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. And oh, God, thank you, Jesus. We give you praises. Thank you for our chief ambassador. Thank you, thank you, thank you for Dr. Betty. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for Dr. Hagin, Dr. Bishop Hagin, the mother of the nation. Glory to God, every ambassador, Dr. Pfeiffer, Dr. Stern, everybody on this blog line. And, oh, God, we ask you, Lord, now to take control of this blog line. Take control of this line. Oh, God, first group line. Take control, Lord. Let your anointing saturate this line. This is your line, Lord. Bless everybody on the line today, Lord. Oh, God, we come in agreement together. Glory be to God. Everybody that need prayer this morning, you already know, Lord. Glory be to God. We believe your word. We believe that we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you what you're going to do on this line today. God, we give you praises. We give you honor. And we give you glory, knowing that you got everything in control. God, we thank you, Lord, for peace. Peace above all understanding. Peace in our homes. We thank you for peace in our community. We ask for peace in our nation. We thank God this morning for peace. We thank God what you're going to do, Lord, because you already know. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we love you, and we praise you. We give you honor and glory in Jesus' precious name. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Back to you, Chief.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful and precious prayer. Thank you so much. Amen. And from time to time, I'll be calling on some of you all who are listening to pray. Amen. So be ye also ready, and the Lord will bless you so much. Thank God for you. Let's speak to each other. Y'all awake? I hope y'all are.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Lord.
God for you. God bless you and you and you. And we appreciate you. All right. Thank you. Amen. Thank God. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, but praise. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, come on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen and amen. God bless you, y'all. I'm pretty much awake this morning.
Yes.
And we do praise God for you. Get your pens and pencils. I want to give you something here. This morning I need for you to write it down. I'm going to wait. We'll carry on until you get your pens, your pencils. Always come with your Bible too and things like that. My God, the Lord is so good. Well, thank you, prayer line with Dr. Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer last night. Oh, my God, it was a blessing. I don't know. Ambassador Pfeiffer, are you on the line this morning? Amen. Maybe on mute. But we praise God for her and the wonderful time that we had on last night. My God, beautiful. And to all of you who are on the line, your chief is going to be calling on you all, many of you on the line who are speakers to speak, and perhaps some of you who are not speakers speak. Amen. I'm going to let you, let you speak on maybe Thursdays. Amen. I'm going to have special guest speakers on Thursday. We got so many who are on the line who are speakers. I wish I knew every one of you who are speakers. But my God, I want to hear you. I want to hear you speaking. Just like we're having our anniversary this, the last three Sundays, and we're closing out this Sunday. And one of the things they asked me, what guests do you want to bring on in on Sunday morning? I said, I don't want to bring any guests on. I want to hear our preachers. I want them to preach our anniversary. And on the main message on Sunday mornings for the last three, and this will make one more, four Sundays, amen, we've had our preachers. I said, we've got so many, you know, the Lord has blessed us here. Why go out and have a lot of special guests?
That's
when
right.
We've got people who are here who are capable. And although I do bring in some special guests, but I'm just saying that I utilize what we have.
That's
amen.
Right.
And so I want to utilize what we have. And some of y'all can really speak. And I never heard you speak. I want to hear what we got on the prayer line here. Because if y'all can speak here, I got another plan for you too. Amen. The Lord woke me up. Well, I wasn't asleep, but the Lord talked yesterday about a new format that he was suggesting for the prayer line. Amen. And it may vary from time to time. But here's what I want you all to write down. Do you have your pens yet and piece of paper yet? Somebody answer me. Do you have them yet?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Okay, I want you to write this. I believe the Lord spoke to me. And on Mondays, at least for a while, I may vary it from time to time, but mainly on Mondays. Y'all are breathing in the phone. I got to hear you. Amen, and thank you. Y'all are so sweet. Thank you. And so obedient. Amen. But one of the things we had on the prayer line one time is, well, let me back up and say that I believe that the enemy is trying to destroy God's people in the area of health. He knows he can't get you to do this, he can't get you to do that, but he can get you to eat wrong and eat too much. Amen. And so we had on the prayer line one day remedies. Yeah, remedies where we would have talk about the remedy for heart trouble, a bowel stopped up, remedies for diabetes, remedies for this and that. And that's why I learned about cayenne pepper. But anyway, we're going to have what we call on Mondays. I want to have health tips, T-I-P-S. Health, H-E-L-T-H, health tips on Mondays, where we will try to help the saints in the area of health. Amen. Some of y'all bring your home remedies. And then I want you to bring your home recipes. Yeah, you got some you cook stuff that's good for the saints. Come on here, and if you don't mind telling us how to cook it, they'll know. They'll be many times women, and you can tell them what you got and how you do it. I know my Aunt Catherine, Oh, my gosh. She used to make a salad that was so good and have Philadelphia cream cheese on top. And Dr. Betty got that recipe and has been making it for me. Amen. And it's so, so delicious. Y'all need to get it. And then maybe she might share it. I don't know. But I know some women, you know, they got recipes, but they don't like to share it too much. I don't know if we'll see what happens if y'all would give us health tips on Monday. Amen. And then on Tuesday, one of the things that's so popular nowadays, people want a word, and when prophets come to town and prophetess, they want to somehow get a word. Amen. I want to open up the line for people, basically a ministry where people have a word on this or a word on that. And maybe we'll have some prophetess and some prophets on the line on Tuesday. It's a word, we call it a ministry from the prophets. Write that down. Ministry from the prophets on Tuesday. Now let me go back. On Monday, health tips. On Tuesday, ministry from the prophets. Amen. I want them to specifically give words to the people. Amen. They may call you on and call you out. I don't know. But I want them to give them a ministry on Tuesday, the prophets and prophetess. Okay. Wednesday, one of the things that has been so advantageous to this line is our mother to the nation. Just like Mother Johnson was the mother to the nation, God said that it was time that the line would not be without a mother to the nation. And so we followed the Lord and asked Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern. And my God, the Lord has been blessing through Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern. And she has so much wisdom given to her by God. I want to have what we call Ask the Mother to the Nation on Wednesdays. I might switch that around because she has to teach Wednesday night. We may switch it around. Let me get through this, and then I may switch a couple things around here. Okay. And then on Thursdays, I'm going to have special guest speakers. Uh-huh. We'll kind of incorporate some of you from the line. From time to time, we may have other special guest speakers, but I'm going to focus on many of you on the line, and I'm not limited to that, but I want you all to be also ready to speak to our hearts on Thursdays. And then on Fridays, expect a word from your chief. Amen. On Fridays. Amen. Whatever the Lord needs me to do. Amen. All right. What y'all think about that? I want to open the line and see what y'all think about it. Amen. Give me a couple comments about it. All right. I don't want to do it without you all. Amen. The line is open to you. Anyone, tell us how you feel about that. Amen.
I think it's fine.
All right. God bless you. Give me one more.
I think it's great.
Thank God. All right. Let me go and do a recap. Let me ask Ambassador Dr. Stern, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am.
Amen. I want to give you the choice of Tuesday or Wednesday, which day would you prefer?
Well, you had told me Tuesday, but Wednesday would be fine because I would be on with you in the morning. I don't minister until the evening, so whatever the Lord say, I'm pleased with it.
All right. Y'all carry on just for a moment here. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Praise all right, God. I'm all right. All right.
All right. Chief, I need to ask a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this itinerary for every day of the week? Is for the whole month? just once a month or twice a month or every Monday. This is our itinerary, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, and every Friday.
Right now, I want to try and do the month of September.
Okay.
That's all right. Let's see. Let's take it and do the month of September, and we'll see what the Lord says. Amen. One step at a time, I want to do it. So on Monday, we'll have health tips. All right. And then on Tuesday, we got the ministry from the prophets and prophetess. And Wednesday, we're going to have Ask the Mother to the Nation. Just ask the questions, if you would. And it's really like the Bible says in Second Timothy, that the mature women ought to be able to teach the younger women. So I mean, that's the time that you all can ask questions about things that you need as women of God.
Mm-hmm.
Some people need to be, you know, tips that will help to train the younger women as well as some senior women who can have those ask the mother to the nation on Wednesday morning, unless the Lord speaks to my heart otherwise. And then Thursday, about changing from Tuesday to Wednesday. That's what I'm referring to. Then Thursday, we'll have guest speakers, and then Friday, we'll have a word from your chief. All right. Y'all got it down?
Yes, sir. And one other question, what is our time limit? I know we're not taking up the whole time. So but thank you, Jesus, and a couple of praise reports. We have about 15 minutes or what have you.
Oh, no. I want to open it up at least 20, 25, maybe 30 minutes for questions and to the mother, to the nation.
Okay, so we'll definitely, I just want to know so we can come down for prayer. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We don't want to overstep
prayer at the end.
Spirit. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So I just need instructions for everyone that is going to do what they're going to do.
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes y'all may, when asking the mother to the nation, I wanted to get down to, as they say, to the nitty gritty with the women. Y'all can have questions that are very pertinent. I'll ask us, the men, you know, this day, we're going to let y'all have it and ask questions, really pertinent questions. Y'all can have it, and I may leave the line and let y'all have that kind of real intimate.
Oh, no, don't leave the line, Chief, because what if they ask a question about marriage? The men need to know, you know. Don't leave the line. Amen. I know how to keep it where it's supposed to be. Because some of the things that the men may need to know. Amen.
All right. Thank you so much.
I mean, I don't want to overstep your boundaries, but, you know, sometimes you may need to hear what is going on. So if anybody says something that I said and start confusion, I want you to hear it so you'll hear it with your own ear. You may not say anything, but you need to always stay on the line. Amen.
All right. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope y'all got that. Again, one health tip on Monday. Two, ministry from the prophets and prophetess. Three, Wednesdays, ask the mother to the nation. On Thursdays, special guest speakers. And on Friday, you can get a word from your chief. All right? God bless you. Hope you got it. Share it with others. Let's build that and tell people what they can get. If they are dealing with health issues, come on the line on Monday. And not only Monday, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's going to be a blessing to the saints of God. Amen. So let's follow through. Amen. During the month of September. Amen. God bless you. I want to be announcing that and want you all to get ready for it. All right. Somebody's real in the phone, and something's going on there where you are. Amen. So please, you may want to mute the line. Amen. All right, mute your line. God bless all of you. I want to get on our regular format this morning. Amen. I enjoy hearing praises unto the Lord of what the Lord has done. I'm asking God to do great miracles through his people and for his people. Oh, yeah, great miracles. Some of you all have been healed from cancer. Some of you have been healed from drugs and crime and violence, and healed from all kinds of things, diabetes, and you've been healed from back trouble and foot trouble, heart trouble. Never forget my mother. She had swollen feet, and we kept praying on the prayer line, and God touched her feet. She wasn't able to wear shoes at first. She had to wear house shoes to church. And then looked up one day, and she was in shoes. What happened? God touched her and healed her. Amen. And he can do the same thing for you. I was reading in the Word of God. I'm going to find it for you, hopefully, before we get off the line. Where God healed the multitude. Are you hearing me? He healed the multitude. And what's in a multitude? You have to ask yourself those questions. What's in the multitude? Well, there are all kind of problems and trouble within the multitude. Yeah. They got back trouble and leg trouble, ear trouble, eye trouble, mind trouble, all kinds of cancer in the multitude, and all kinds of things in the multitude. But it says God healed them all. Yeah. He healed them all. In other words, God was no respected person. Uh-huh. And he healed them all. And he can do the same thing on here. He's not slack. Let me tell you, he's still healing. He's still saving. Mm-hmm. Here in, let me see, here in Luke 6:19, and the whole multitude sought to touch him. Here's Jesus in the midst out here of the multitude, and the whole multitude was seeking to touch him. You think it's something, well, you think it's something, well, these rock stars nowadays got bodyguards and everything else because they're trying to touch him. That originated from Jesus. It's right here. It originated from Jesus. You know, ain't nothing new under the sun. Yeah. And the whole multitude. It says the whole. What does the whole multitude mean? Mm-hmm. Anybody? What does the whole multitude, what does that mean? I can't hear you. That means everybody. Everybody was trying to touch Jesus. And the whole multitude sought to touch him. And watch this. But there went virtue out of him. Virtue out of Jesus. And healed them all. In other words, he healed everybody in the multitude. Virtue went out. And the virtue was enough from Jesus to heal everybody in a multitude with back trouble, head trouble, foot trouble, knee trouble, heart trouble, kidney trouble, liver problems, everything you can name. The whole multitude, and his virtue went out and healed them all. My God. Whatever your problem, let me tell you something. He can heal you. Yeah, if his virtue was strong enough to heal, or I'm going to give it to you in just a minute again, the scripture. If his virtue was strong enough to heal a whole multitude, or are you just one person here? He can heal you like nothing, you know. God can heal you. He healed them all. And for those who don't believe in modern-day healing, I pity you. I pity you. Man, you living beneath your privilege. God healed everybody in the multitude. His virtue went out to Jesus and healed them all. We ask God to heal people today. And if you got the faith, you got the power. Those people believed in Jesus. They were there. They were just like people who come to church and have faith to be healed, and they get healed. These people, the whole multitude, they're just like rock stars have thousands of people around them, and they idolize these rock stars. They believe they can do anything. That's the way this multitude was. They believed that Jesus could do anything. So that faith got them healed. He healed them all because they had the faith to believe it. I'm praying that God will do that same kind of thing on this prayer line. Whatever you got, whenever Jesus is in the room, everything is subject to him. In other words, it must bow to Jesus. It must obey Jesus. Yeah. It must move according to what the Lord says. Amen. So we're going to ask God to heal before we get off the line today. Right now, give me what he's done. Amen. This will help people have more faith. They hear about what God did for you. Just summarize it in maybe 2 minutes, what the Lord did for you. The line is open. Anybody? Has he touched anybody? Has he made a way for anybody? I'm just asking that question to ignite you in the Holy Ghost, make you remember what he's done for you. Has he made a way for you? Did he fix things for you? Did he fix things for your child? Did he fix things for you? Did he fix things for somebody you were praying for? If so, tell it. Make known his deeds. The line is open. Who has a praise report? I'll take maybe two or three here this morning. Anyone?
Good morning, 913. This is Sheila Brown.
Amen. Amen. Not to you, Sister Sheila, but let me give them the instructions. When I'm talking, amen, that's the time to come off of mute. If the Lord pricks in your heart, come off of mute and be ready when I say the line is open to you. Be there. Amen. So don't start trying to get off of mute right then. Amen. The Lord touch you. These are instructions to you. Get off of mute while I'm talking. Amen. Come on, Sister Brown. This is not trying to say anything to you. I'm saying that it's a good time for me to give instruction to the whole prayer line. All right.
Amen.
Let me hear
it. I do receive
it. It's open to you.
I just wanted to say a few months ago, I added a lady on the list. Her name was Michelle Tubbs, and she was raised.
Talk a little louder. Don't
Michelle Tubbs, a lady that I had asked the prayer line to pray for. She was raised Catholic, and God allowed me to meet her about 8 or 9 years ago, and she had visited a few churches with me, and she had started going to my church with me, and she went down front, and she confessed that she had this feeling, and she wanted to accept Jesus, but her family, mother, father, everybody gave her lots of trouble because, you know, they were all Catholic. But I ask you all to pray for Michelle Tubbs, and this Sunday, thank the good Lord, she come here at my house at 9 o'clock Sunday morning saying that she wanted to go to church, and we went over to church, and at the end of service, a few other women there, they were raised Catholic. And she had the opportunity to speak to them about the situation. You know, God had converted them. Long story short, she went up front and she's ready for baptism. And I thank the good Lord that he touched her heart to lead her the right way. And that's Jesus. Thank you.
Thank God. And God used you in that instance. And thank God in a great way. Give me another praise report, somebody. Well, Lord, I guess you haven't done anything for anybody else, but thank you. You've done something for me. I remember when the Lord had a problem of inner ear infection. And let me tell you something, that's one of the most terrible things I've ever experienced in my life. The whole room was spinning around. And I was in my office, and this was in Texas. I had some seasickness medicine in my bedroom. A long way from my office to the bedroom, maybe 110, 120 feet. And I had to crawl from my office to my bedroom. On the way, I regurgitated on the way and couldn't really go around it. I had to crawl through that because you don't understand unless you've had that you feel like you're going to die. You wonder if you're dying right then. And I crawled through all that down the hallway, all the way to my bedroom. I was there by myself. And I never forget it. I was praying on the way. And some way, the Lord touched me on the way. And I began to feel better, and that dizziness went away. And I haven't had it since. God did that and cured me of that inner ear infection.
Thank you.
Terrible thing, but the Lord is able to take care of terrible things. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, he can do anything but fail. Mm-hmm. All right? Anybody else? Have what God did for you.
Mm-hmm. Hello, this is Toya Shine from Kansas City, Kansas. I have been a backslider, and I had turned my back on God. And I just thank God for second chances. He gave me a second chance.
Yes,
and I just thank him for giving me a second chance.
Yes, he did. I'm a witness.
Right, because the devil had tried to kill me so many times. And God just said no.
I'm a witness. He tried to kill me. We're in the hospital, Sister Sean.
Really?
I came to see you. And while I was talking to you, we were just talking and having a good time. And all of a sudden, I noticed that you weren't saying anything. And I said, Sister Sean, and you weren't saying anything. And I said, Sister Sean, you didn't hear me. I went over and shook you, and you didn't say anything. And put my hand on your head, and there was no response. And then I put my hand on your shoulder, and your shoulder was cold, and I realized what was happening. Oh, my God, you didn't say anything, no response. And I went out and called the nurse. Nurse, nurse! I was frantic. Called the nurse to come in. And they ran in the room and examined you. And you had gone into cold blue. No response in your body. You had died. Amen. And I went outside and was praying God, rebuking the death, and everything else. And they were working on the inside, and God was working on the inside and outside. Amen. They were in there working on you about 15 minutes.
Mm.
Amen. They finally got you back. And here you are today.
Yeah.
I'm a witness. The devil was trying to kill you.
Yes,
yeah.
Was.
But here you are today. Amen. Can you imagine they would have had to call your mother and say we lost her? No. Thank God they wouldn't have had to call your mother and say that, because God was working. And you were in the hands of the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for you, Sister Sean. The Lord bless you and keep you. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
God bless you. Are there any persons on the line who have a prayer request? You have a prayer request today.
Good morning. 913 Sheila Brown, my daughter that had my mother for her. She just texted
went out.
In.
Amen. I'll start again. Your daughter what?
My daughter that had that baby, you all prayed for Monday. She just sent me a text and said, Mama, could you ask that prayer line to pray for my health, healing, please?
Huh? You sure will. Health and healing. All right. Give us a moment here, we'll pray for her. All right, anybody else with a prayer request?
Yes, Pastor.
This is Sister Linda from Salt Lake City, Utah, 801. I need y'all to pray for one of my granddaughters that she talking kind of like suicide, and she was talking to me yesterday asking me why is God keeping her on earth so that she, because she don't feel like she need to be on earth. And she kind of a suicidal. And a few nights ago, my daughter and them told me that she was cutting herself, but she didn't want them to tell me.
Wow. Wow. My God, that's another urgent request, along with Sister Sheila's daughter. Why don't we stop, amen, and pray for these two, amen, and then we'll move on. Amen.
Someone, and her name is Misha.
Misha?
Yeah, Misha.
Okay, Sister Misha. Somebody pray for these two. I'm going to pray too, but I want to just, I do these type things to really grow you all. So somebody jump in there and pray for Sister Sheila's daughter that she would be healed. She had that, just had the baby. She wants prayer for her health. Amen. Sister Linda's been, she's threatening suicide. Amen. Nisha. All right, pray for them, somebody. The Lord leading you to pray. Go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that you're able to touch this child's mind. You're able to, oh God, repair her, give her strength, and let her know that this is your doing that she had this child. Because had it been his will, she wouldn't have had it. And God, let her know that the enemy don't want nobody going to heaven. He want to take everybody to hell with him because he know he's not going up there anymore. And God, touch her and change her mind and let her know that there is a better place than for her to go than to live, to do what she wants to do, the devil want her to do. And God, touch her mind. Change her mind in the name of Jesus. God, we know that this is not your will that she would do a thing like that. Change her now. Turn it around in the name of Jesus and let her know that she has to take care of her baby. Give her strength, Lord. Encourage her heart. Let her know that her grandmother is thinking about her and is praying for her. The saints is praying for her. God, don't let this happen. In the name of Jesus. Turn it around now in the name of Jesus. And we are looking for you, God. You don't put the accident shall be good. We'll find you. Lord, let us start seeking you rather than seeking the death. In the name of Jesus, give her life and more that life more abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen and amen. Father, may I add to that prayer. Oh, God. Here's a daughter. Amen. Sister Sheila's daughter, who is recognizing that you brought her through as she gave birth to that child.
Yes.
Now she's asking for prayer for healing. And, God, you are the healer. Would you touch her and deliver the healer's body? We have not because we ask not. In the name of Jesus, bless her, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. God, look on Sister Linda. Amen. Oh, my God, look on her granddaughter. Oh, God, we need you to turn that situation around.
Yes, hallelujah.
Sister Keisha. Amen. Help her to know that people love her. And that she has a purpose, and the enemy is trying to take her purpose away here on earth. God, help her to recognize that she's needed here on this earth to do what God has called her to do. Nothing but the devil trying to take her out of here and keep her from accomplishing the purpose that God has set out for her. God, we're asking you to touch her. Touch her mind. Take her out of this depression. Amen. Take her out in Jesus' name and bring her to life rather than death. Take her out of the depression, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, help her, Lord.
Help, Lord.
Stop cutting her arm, whatever. And help her, Lord, to rebound back, knowing that she is needed and she is loved.
Yes.
God loves her. And God has a tremendous purpose for her. And has a purpose if she has any children or not, Lord. whatever the purpose is. Let her use it for your glory. And to give Sister Linda what to say to her and how to say it. Effective to turn her around. In Jesus' name, use us around to turn around. We praise you for it.
Thank you.
Amen and amen. Listen, folks, if you have somebody in your